Welcome to the Faith in the Family podcast, brought to you by Care for the Family. Join Rob Parsons and Catherine Hill as they explore how we can work together as couples to use our homes to serve others.
Catherine, we're talking a little bit about hospitality, and we know that hospitality is a good thing, but what are the implications, you think, for couples, Christian couples trying to open their homes and reach out to friends and neighbours? What are the kind of implications for them there?
Well, that's true, isn't it? I mean, the Bible says, isn't it, practice hospitality. Mm. But I really think that looks different for different people. And I think there are some people, I've got one friend, and she has just such an incredible gift for hospitality. It energises her. There's nothing that she loves more than cooking for people, opening her home. Another couple I think of, they've always got people staying, living with them. But for other people, different personalities, that's more of a struggle. And maybe they're more introverted, and actually just sharing space and having people coming through their home is more of a challenge. So I think maybe it's something we're all called to do, but some people have a specific gift for it.
Just before we move on a bit, do you think it's easy when you look at somebody like your friend who's energized by doing it, they were born to be hospitable, to feel a bit guilty that we're not exactly the same?
Yeah, I think it is. I think because we know it's a good thing and we want to be welcoming people into our home. But like all these things, we need to just be true to who we are and the gifts that we have. Okay. And I think it's about our attitude. Now, I think we can sometimes be, we fall into thinking that it's about cooking cordon bleu food, having an incredibly tidy home. And actually, when you think about the homes that we feel welcome in, they probably aren't the very, very tidy ones. And the food isn't always just that sort of cordon bleu thing. It's about the attitude, that the fact that it's relaxed, the fact that we feel welcome, that we feel loved, that we feel listened to. I think those are all the qualities that matter.
Do you know, as you spoke, we've had lots of lovely people, you know, extend hospitality to us. Some of them are very, very grand homes. But if you ask me what is my main thought when that word comes to mind, it's of a couple, Arthur and Margaret, who when we were teenagers, opened their home to us. I say their home, they had two rooms in his mother's house. They had no money, but they invited us kids in, and they bought us fish and chips, and they erected a tiny table tennis table in their home and for us. And our home was their home, and their home was our home. We felt not only just welcome, but just part of that somehow, you know? This couple changed our lives.
That is amazing. And we can invite people into our home. And I think we can be modeling something for people maybe that don't have family. We can be modeling family. Our marriage itself can be modeling something to them. But I know I love having people in our home, and I love sort of having people around for meals and things like that. But sometimes I have to be prepared to put my own agenda aside and our own agenda aside, prepare to be interrupted almost. You know, the person that just calls round, or that needs a bed for the night at the at the last minute, and just to be able to sort of pause and actually work that out together as well. Because I think sometimes in marriage, one of us will be more ready to open the doors of our home than the other. Yeah. And that's probably about personality. And so how do we do that in marriage? How do we make sure that we're on the same page?
In our marriage, that's Diane. Diane is so hospitable. She's a social animal. She loves all that. And to be honest, I don't think it's that I'm not hospitable. I just find that one-to-one thing a bit harder. But I think Di pushes me a bit towards that. And if I make a bit of an effort, normally we have an incredible time and we've built some wonderful, wonderful relationship to that. But you're so right, it comes easier in our case to Diane than it does to me. But it's worth the effort, isn't it?
It really is worth the effort. And like you say, worth I think working at it together. We recently there was a young couple that had come over to the UK from New Zealand, and it was 2 weeks before we've had three of our kids get married in the space of a year, and it was 2 weeks before one of the weddings. And Richard came back from church and he said, oh, by the way, I've just met this couple and I've invited them to come and live with us for a few months while they find somewhere. And I went mad. I think, what were you thinking of? You know, it's our busiest time, etc., etc. Anyway, we had words, we sorted it out, But do you know, that couple were such a blessing to us in the end. When we both made the effort, they were just incredible. Now, they might not have been, and we'd have had to work that through, but they helped with all the wedding stuff. They were lovely to have around. They were considerate, and they actually blessed us. And I think sometimes when we step out like that, we actually benefit as well.
And I think the key, and it took us a while to get this, is that people feel at home in your home. Do you know, when you're first married, you're hospitable, but really you're trying to impress your friends. So they come on for a meal and you have a lovely table and you're worried about what the food tastes like, and you're really being hospitable, but you're trying to, well, in our case, impress our friends that we could do this stuff. And then you it's not that you come to not care, but you realize that people just want to be with you and they want to kick their shoes off. And it doesn't matter if the house is untidy, it doesn't matter if the food's a disaster, they want to be with you. And I think once you unlock that key, the key to true welcoming, you perhaps unlock the key to hospitality.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely true. It's about our attitude, isn't it? It's about the welcome. But interesting, you know, if there are kids as well, if we have kids in the home, I know we often would have people back after church for Sunday lunch. And quite often there was a period of time when I just felt our kids were getting the short end of the straw, really. So we were busy cooking, and then we were talking to people, and you know, they were sent off to watch TV or do their own thing. And we had to make a few decisions about, yeah, we would definitely still want to have people, but we had to guard that time for our kids as well, so they were included in that, so they understood hospitality as being a good thing and not just something when they were pushed out of the way.
How do you think you do that, though, say in a marriage situation where perhaps, imagine for example, it's the wife in this case who is more hospitable, as in ours, and the husband finds that a bit more difficult, but the wife really wants to do it, and he does. How do they find a well, better than a compromise? How do you move forward in that?
They find a third way, I think we talk third about, way, don't yeah. we, in okay. our marriage things. But I think it's about conversation. I think it is about both understanding each other's needs. So if one is more of an introvert, they'll probably want to lie down, you know, after they've had an evening of talking to people they don't know very well.
Sometimes I lie down in the middle. I go upstairs and I just lie on the bed for 5 minutes and I come and get energized and get back to honestly.
And I think it's understanding that, isn't it? Because if we can understand each other, then so the one that is maybe more introvert, understanding that this actually feeds the extrovert. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about extremes here, but it's about communication, it's about planning, and it's about trying to work what works for us together rather than just for one or for the other.
Do you know, I said to Di a couple of years ago, darling, I sometimes think I'm a bit selfish. And I honestly thought she'd say to me, Rob, you're the least selfish person I know. What she actually said was, well, we're all a bit selfish. And sometimes I catch myself being a bit selfish in that hospitality thing. I just want space. I spend all my life, I just want that space. And not resent, that would be too strong, but to open that door and to genuinely welcome is something that sometimes I just have to do. And you know, I'm comforted in a way by that. The Bible talks about love sometimes as just doing stuff, not feeling it, doing stuff, welcoming people. But if you look back and think of all the homes that were truly hospitable, whether they were two up and two down or mansions, what would be the key ingredients for you of a home like that?
I think it would be at homes where you didn't feel that you had to be anyone other than yourself, where the people there were interested in you, where they put your needs first, where you felt you could be at home, I think, being at home. We can take that to extremes there. I think my husband's he loves having people around, but he's totally himself. So he'll think nothing of halfway through the time just going off and reading the paper, or one time in the middle of Sunday lunch, he was mowing the lawn. I said, what are you doing? And he was, well, you know, we'd finished. And because I was a bit more, oh gosh, these people, what will they think? But he's totally
I'm with Richard.
Himself.
I could go, I'd mow the lawn. Some years ago, we had a bit of an unusual experience of hospitality, really. We had a guy knock our door. We'd only been married a couple of years, and slightly educationally challenged, lived in a care home all his life, practically homeless, and I invited him. He had a frozen chicken in his hand. I'll never forget it, a winter's night, and Diane said, where'd you get your chicken? He said, somebody gave it to me for Christmas. She'd come and I'll cook it. And he stayed that night, and he stayed Christmas Eve, and he never left. So he's lived with us for over 40 years. The kids are gone now, but Ronnie is still with us. He's older than I am. And he, you know, you said earlier that you get quite a lot out of it. Now, of course, there have been challenges, but Ronnie is part of our family. We love him, and we have got from each other. Our kids have been brought up in an extended family. They've learned to live with Ronnie and knock the rough edges off each other. So there are compensations, but it's been quite a journey.
I bet. And I think maybe that's one of the other keys. This isn't just about having people that we like who are like us round. No. It's sometimes extending that welcome to others as well, who maybe, you know, need our love and support a little bit more.
Do you know, a moment ago you used a lovely phrase, people, I asked you what were the highlights of homes that were hospitable, and you said, they take an interest in you. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? To actually have somebody once said to me, the greatest compliment you're going to pay another person is look in their eyes when you're speaking to them. Not the television behind them, but to go into a home where people are genuinely interested in you and what's going through, isn't it? It's an incredible thing.
It's interesting, isn't it? When we think of that word, hospitality, I think so often we think about food, we think about meals, we think about people coming round and us sitting round the table. And of course, that is a really important part of it. There's more to it, but that is important. And I think it's good to work out in a marriage, how do we do that together so we're on the same page? So one doesn't feel resentful that they're having to do all the work. And I think it's about gifting, it's about seasons of life. When I was at home with our kids, and if we had people around for a meal, it was obvious I was at home during the day. I could go to the supermarket, I could buy the stuff and cook it. But then the kids have now grown up and left home, and Richard is actually a really good cook. And so for us, we now do that very much more together. But we didn't used to, because we just got into that way that I would do it. And then I thought, hang on a minute, why am I doing this? I'm getting home at 6 o'clock as well. And I think it's about having that conversation, working to our strengths, and not making it so complicated that one of us is in the kitchen for the whole evening and never actually sees the people, because that can be a thing as well.
And I sometimes think, and you are right, that it's a lot of it is about food and meals, but I sometimes think that we need to almost lower the bar a bit and have a cup of coffee with somebody and just a... You know, that, you know, the phone went at home the other night. We were watching television, Dan and I, and Dan took the call, and I heard her say, oh, I'm sorry, it's a wrong number. And then she kept talking, and she was 10 minutes, and she sat down. I said, what was that all about? She said, it was an elderly lady, and when I told it was a wrong number, she said, oh, my dear, don't put the phone down. You're the first person I've spoken to this week. And you wonder whether that lady dialed random numbers in the hope of a little conversation. Yeah. And you realise how much loneliness there is. So it's not just being, is it, hospitable to friends, but perhaps lowering the bar a bit. People, perhaps that we don't know very well, just a cup of coffee, just this sense of community. Do you know, when we were kids, we lived in a kind of terrace street. We didn't have running hot water, but there was a sense of community. And I think often we've lost that. And we've lost that sense of just ordinary hospitableness. You know, when somebody needed help, they needed someone to look after the kids while they went to the doctor, or there was that sense of community, and perhaps we need to rediscover. The Bible says a lot about that, doesn't it?
And when we read the Gospels, Jesus was in and out of people's houses,
yes,
wasn't he?
Was.
So often, so many of the stories are about meals, but they're about him in, you know, the home of Peter's mother or whoever it was. Yes. You know, his base was always in people's homes, and hospitality, I think, is so key to how we do family life.
There's that fascinating story, isn't there? You remember that Lazarus and his two sisters and Mary is at his feet, but Martha's running around doing it all. And Martha says to Jesus, why don't you ask Mary to help me? And Diane says to me, do you know what? I have some sympathy with Martha. And it is getting that balance right, isn't it? Of time with those who come into our home, doing the cooking, whatever we're doing. But it's a great thing to do together. And each bring our part to it, I
Absolutely.
Guess. Yeah. Hospitality. An open home. I remember somebody prayed over one of our first homes, Dan and I, and he prayed, make the door of this home so narrow that it would keep out all who would do them harm, and so wide that all who needed help could easily come in.
Oh, that's lovely. I love that.
You have been listening to the Faith in the Family podcast. For further information about our courses, resources and events, visit us at careforthefamily.org.uk.